In this period of body scan meditation, we'll be bringing our attention to the body and taking our awareness through the body one part at a time. So make sure that you've got a posture that will support the practice. We do this practice lying down on a comfortable but firm support, perhaps a mat, perhaps the bed, but being aware of any tendency to drift towards sleep. Supporting the head, and with a blanket over us or by us, as the body temperature tends to drop during the practice. Invite you to close your eyes gently, though if sleep is an issue, you may choose to keep them partially open. We take our attention into the body, just feeling the body as a whole, resting on the floor beneath us, the support, and letting gravity take the weight of the body, letting it rest down onto the support. Feeling the points of contact at the head, the shoulders and upper back, down the arms, and the hands. Letting the arms and hands rest comfortably wherever it's right for you. Feeling the contact at the bottom and along the legs down to the heels. So as we start the body scan practice, we just have a general sense of the body overall. And we can notice our thoughts, notice all of the preoccupations and concerns that are tugging at our attention and will be our companions as we do the practice. So we'll just guide our attention back to the body whenever thoughts take it in that way. Now feeling the breath, noticing that the tummy is moving with the breath, rising and falling. So the tummy is the core of the body, and often there's a sense of energy and vitality in the tummy. And this will be a focus for us in the practice. Feeling the tummy rising as the breath flows in, settling as the breath flows out. Gathering our attention in this way, allowing ourselves to settle and arrive fully in the practice. So, as we breathe out, sensing in our imagination that the breath is flowing down the left leg, flowing down the leg, along the thigh, past the knee, down the calf, to the heel, resting on the floor. And sensing what's there in our experience of the foot. Noticing the toes, perhaps the contact between the toes, the ball of the foot, the sides and top and base of the foot, and the heel with its contact with the support beneath us. Sensing or experiencing these sensations, not thinking about the foot, just sensing it. Where there are strong sensations, feeling them and noticing where the sensations aren't so strong. Now, coming to the ankle, having a sense of ease in the ankle, and moving our attention up the calf and sensing the whole of the lower leg, including the shin. Perhaps contact with our clothing. Again, the sensations may be strong and distinct, or they may be indistinct. We're simply bringing our awareness to this part of the body. Now coming to the knee, feeling what's there in the knee. Moving up to the large muscle of the thigh, the bottom of the thigh touching the floor, the top and the sides of the thigh. Just noticing what's there. And every time thoughts come into our mind and take our attention, just acknowledging them. Extracting ourselves from the world of preoccupations that the thought brings, and coming back to the body. Now reconnecting with the sensation of the breath in the tummy, feeling it rising and falling, connecting with any sense of energy in the tummy. And as we breathe out, imagining that the breath is flowing down the leg. As we breathe in, imagine it's flowing back up again. So in this way, scanning the leg with our awareness, filling the leg with attention, inhabiting the leg. Then resting our attention back in the tummy. And on the out-breath, letting our awareness flow down the right leg, past the knee and the calf, to the right foot, and again, sensing the toes in contact with each other. Feeling all of the sensations of the right foot. The top, the bottom, the sides, the points of contact, and any other sensations such as warmth or cool, comfort or discomfort. sensing, acknowledging, and including all of these elements of our experience. Then coming to the ankle, sensing what's there in the ankle. Tightness or tension, including that, moving up the leg to the lower right leg, the shin and the calf, experiencing what's there. Coming to the knee. Sensing the very soft skin in the crook of the knee. The muscles and bones of the knee itself. And moving up the body, coming to the thigh. The inside thigh, perhaps touching the other leg. The outside of the thigh, the top and the bottom, all the way to the hip and pelvis, and then reconnecting to the tummy and the feeling of breath and energy in the tummy. And on the out-breath, feeling that the breath is flowing down the leg, all the way to the heel and foot. And on the in-breath, feeling that it's moving up the leg. And in this way, scanning the leg with our awareness. Sensing the leg. Just experiencing the sensations. Now, resting our attention in the tummy. Feeling the movement of the tummy. Sensing how the skin rises as the tummy billows up, extending and then softening as the breath leaves the body and the tummy rests. Feeling the contact with our clothing. And resting our attention here in the tummy and the stomach. Sensing the organs of the stomach and the whole bulk of the tummy. Again and again, when thoughts come into our mind, just gently guiding our awareness back to the tummy. In this way, allowing ourselves to be more present, more aware, even if we have to do this 100 times in the course of the meditation. It's natural for the mind to think, but we're guiding our attention away from thoughts. Now taking our attention to the whole base of the torso, so the bottom, the pelvis, the pelvic floor, the hips, and the groin. Sensing what's there, and in our own way, noticing, exploring all of these sensations. Coming to the lower back, feeling where it touches the floor, feeling all of the sensations in the lower back. Sometimes these sensations are painful for some people. When we encounter painful sensations, either here or in any other part of the body, just allowing them to be present, including them in our awareness, letting the breath flow into those areas of intensity and tightness, and being with those sensations as they present themselves in our experience and as they change. So taking our attention up the spine and along the back, feeling the whole width of the back, wherever it's touching the floor, and coming along the spine as it arches away from the floor and then arches back down to the floor at the ribs, sensing the back ribs as they rest on the floor, the mat, or the bed. Feeling that contact. And we'll notice that the ribs are affected by the breathing. The weight shifts. The sensations change. So feeling the back ribs and the weight of the body pressing down. Coming to the shoulder blades and the upper back, all the way to the shoulders. Experiencing what's there. Now bringing our attention around from the back to the flanks, perhaps touching our arms, and then to the chest, feeling the whole of the rib cage and sensing the movement of the breath in the chest. Feeling the pectoral muscles or the breasts, the contact of the skin with our clothing, and sensing the lungs expanding and emptying as the breath flows in and flows out. Tuning in to the area of the heart and the chest, perhaps noticing the heart beating in the chest. Breathing, sensing, and on the out breath, taking our awareness to the shoulders and then taking it down the arms. Feeling the upper arms, the elbows, the forearms, wrists, and coming to the hands. Now, sensing the fingers and the thumbs touching what's beneath them. Very sensitive pads of the fingers. sensitive to touch and to temperature. Feeling the fingers with the knuckles and joints. Four fingers and a thumb on each hand. Sensing the palm of the hand. Noticing if it's in contact with whatever's beneath it. Or perhaps contact the back of the hand. And then coming to the wrists. Sensing the wrists in the wrists. Not thinking about the wrists, inhabiting the wrists. The forearms. The elbows. And the sensitive, tender skin in the crook of the elbow. Feeling the upper arms. The larger muscles of the biceps and triceps. Perhaps feeling the contact between the upper arms and the body. All the way up to the armpits. And then bringing our attention right into the shoulders. Noticing if there's any tension or tightness here. And bringing a sense of ease. Perhaps imagining that the breath is flowing down through the shoulders and out through the arms and hands and fingers. Then bringing our attention to the neck, the whole length of the neck, and the throat. Feeling the throat is soft and open. And then coming to the face. And the eyes. So letting the eyes soften, ease, and softness coming in to the muscles all around the eyes. And the eyebrows and the forehead. Also bringing the same sense of softness to the cheeks and the jaw and the mouth, the nose, inhabiting the face, letting any tension peel away, like taking off makeup or a mask. Allowing our face to rest easily. Our natural face. Now including the whole of the head. The hair, the ears. And then letting our awareness spread back down through the whole body. Down through the neck, the torso, the arms, the bottom, and the legs, all the way to the feet. Feeling the whole body, lying, resting. And reflecting that in this moment, there's really nothing to do, nowhere to go. It's enough to just be present, noticing our experience moment by moment, as things come into our awareness and as they change, moment by moment. Then moving towards the end of this period of meditation, making a very gradual transition. We'll need to start externalizing our senses to become aware of our environment, and then introducing a little movement at the fingers and toes. May find it helps to draw the knees up so that our feet rest on the floor beneath us. And in our own way, supporting the body, finding a way to introduce movement to the body. And gradually bring this period of body scan meditation to a close.